What is this?
I know he's
going to make us keep guessing. That's right. Karma Chameleon.
You can't go wrong with George Michael.
Or was that Boy George? I'm so confused.
Boy George.
Boy George.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we're not up on pop culture, Mark, but we still recognize the songs.
Yeah, I would not call myself an expert in that area. It's Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live April Fool's edition.
Yeah, and, you know, guess you couldn't tell.
It's running fast and loose here. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733.
Indeed. And you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to find out all the ways you can get Free Talk Live into your ears. There's all kinds of resources like live streams, several different bandwidths for you to choose from, radio affiliates, how you can get on the satellite, or you can listen on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. So listen.freetalklive.com for all of those ways to get in touch with the show. And, of course, we do this 7 nights a week. Right, Mark?
That's what it is. It's Free Talk Live.
7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, Mark, let's go back to the phones. We had a spate of phone calls in the last hour. Continuing that, Dan was with us in Missouri, and Dan wanted to bring up something about the Trayvon Martin case. And, Dan, why don't you go ahead with your thoughts?
People wonder why the public has such a dim view of the police department. Well, you look at how they do their job. Sometimes they do it to such extremes, like they did the gentleman on the bicycle running him off the road with a police car. And then on the other hand, you have Sanford, Florida, where the where they're going after Mr. Zimmerman over the shooting. Well, what happened there, I don't know because I wasn't there. But there's a major traffic.
Wait, they're going after him, or they're not going after him?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure if they are or not. I wasn't there, and I don't know exactly what happened. But there is a major travesty of justice going on there. And
wasn't the whole thing that the police were not charging Zimmerman?
Yeah, they weren't at first. They took him in and questioned him after the shooting, and then they released him. But the problem is we have the Black Panthers down there right now on live TV putting up posters, wanted dead or alive for Mr. Zimmerman. $10,000 cash they'll pay.
I don't think that's going to solve anything. I mean, I can certainly empathize with their frustration, you know, that they don't think justice is being served in this case, but I don't think that's going to
help. More injustice isn't going to solve it.
No,
it's really not being served because the American people isn't getting justice. They're allowing, where I come from in Missouri, that's called conspiracy to commit murder, and nobody is being arrested for it.
I don't know who you would arrest. Like, you know, the problem is with a group, what do you do? Do you go in and say, you arrest the president? He's like, hey, is there a president for one, you know?
Yeah.
You arrest some of the people in the inner circle, and then the guy's like, hey, I didn't have anything to do with that.
And is that even a crime to suggest that somebody
was on video saying, you know, I believe there's somebody on video offering
Yeah, I don't think they're completely, like, irresponsible if somebody, you know, like, if somebody's inciting violence and they're not doing the violence themselves, you know, maybe they had some role in it, maybe they're not completely not involved in the situation.
If somebody believes that $10,000 is to be had, I'm sorry, I disagree.
Yeah, no, you're right. If there's $10,000, I wasn't thinking about that, Mark.
If Mr. Zimmerman got killed, would they not be complicit in his murder?
Seems to me.
Yeah, for sure. And encouraging
somebody's breaking. Where I live in Missouri, if I put up wanted posters on a black man where I live, I guarantee they wouldn't just throw me in jail. They would weld the door shut.
Yeah, and
why a black man? And what about any man? I mean,
because in this case, it's black people offering a reward on a white person.
So you think there's some racial discrimination going on?
There's huge racial undertones.
But there are in either direction, though.
Sure,
that's
there
the
are.
Thing.
There's a completely different set of standards anymore, and it's just not being fair in this country anymore. I mean, they want to go after him. Well, we don't even know what happened for sure. That's why I'm not commenting on that shooting because I wasn't there. I don't have any evidence on what happened. But when you go placing a bounty on somebody's head and offer to have them killed for $10,000, that's conspiracy to commit murder. That's federal crime. While you're not in prison is beyond me because they got you on TV, on the news. They know exactly who it is putting up the posters saying that on TV. They stated yesterday on national news that they're trying to get up $1 million. They're getting it from the black communities. They're going to try and raise it to $1 million. And if the state of Florida does not prosecute Zimmerman, they're going to take him and prosecute him their own way.
Yeah, maybe as far as I'm concerned, that's not going to solve anything. And,
no,
you're right. I think from what it sounds like, it sounds like a crime to me.
Dan, thanks for the call tonight. And, you know, something about that bothered me a little bit. Like, he sort of had this, like, oh, the white people were being oppressed. And,
well,
no, not really. There's some discrimination, it looks like, on both sides.
I think there's backlash around, you know, what I hear from the situation. This is the problem with the case, is it's now become a political football, and it's no longer about justice and what's right. What's right is what's right, and this case is this case. And there's no doubt.
Because it was never about justice and what's right, though. Because, you know, the justice was never served, clearly. Somebody's dead, and there's no accountability for that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's instances where somebody gets shot. You know, sometimes there are just things where, man, that's messed up. And it was, you know, one of those circumstances. I don't think George Zimmerman should have been following this kid if his kid hasn't done anything, especially running around houses behind him and that kind of thing. But I don't think that Trayvon should have jumped out and gone after him if that's what he did. And I don't know. I mean, you know, there's so many different conflicting stories, and I think we all have to sit back and wait for the truth on this circumstance. But to me,
it's about
the undertones. And one thing's for certain, black people in the United States feel like there's a different set of rules for them.
I think the statistics objectively argue that.
They feel like they're not going to get justice, and that sometimes they can be treated worse than white people, and
yeah,
it's okay in the eyes of the judicial system. They feel that way. A lot of white people feel like, hey, whoa, I didn't have anything to do with this. I promise you, I've never owned any slaves, and I've never subjected any black people to anything bad I can think of. So, you know, don't blame me just because of the color of my skin. So this, and then the ping pong ball just bebops back and forth between the two groups, and everybody gets all upset about something that didn't ever happen to them.
Yeah, okay, I can see that for sure. I do have a little bit of, I mean, you know, I want people to care what happens to me, right? And I want to be treated fairly. I don't want to be stereotyped for reasons that I can't control, like because I'm a woman or because I'm white or whatever. And I feel for the people who think they are being treated unfairly and that nobody cares.
White?
I don't consider myself Jewish. My mother's Jewish, but ethnically,
right? You know.
No, I don't believe in that. I mean, it's a religious.
You don't believe in
it's a silly religious rule. My father wasn't Jewish, so am I half Jewish? I don't know. I'm definitely not religious.
Some people that would consider themselves white would not consider you white because of your partial Jewish heritage.
Well, I'm not brown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And some people that are white would not consider me white because of my, you know, sort of mixed heritage, too. So, whatever.
Okay. Well,
I don't care what people think as far as, you know, my color. I prefer not to.
Yeah, obviously those designations are kind of arbitrary, don't you think? I mean, because, like, what defines white? What defines black or Hispanic or whatever? I mean, there are lots of different groupings of characteristics that people say define those things, but not everybody who falls under those categories has all those things, and then there are people who are in the middle, and, you know.
So, I think what matters is what people self-identify as and
uh-huh.
what they choose for themselves in those areas. And, you know, I mean, it's a tough race. Isn't an easy issue, but
right.
I don't think we get there by continuing to wallow in the mire of it. You know,
but
we
Mark,
got mistreated
feel...
here, they got mistreated there. Everybody got mistreated. Hey, here's some
no, not
for
everybody
you.
Got mistreated. White people didn't. They have
what
privilege.
What are you talking about?
Look, history?
Hey, 400 years ago, my
white
ancestors
people were killing
good.
Native
Wait
Americans
a second.
And owning slaves.
400 years ago, my ancestors were good for nothing but bearing the bastard children of the overlord and fighting his wars. The fact is, slavery has been rampant. If slavery was the static
okay, but black people were enslaved by the white people and by the government.
I've never owned any slaves, and I don't have... there's nobody alive in America that owned anybody else. You know, so
it's
talking
true.
About that doesn't really solve anything.
It's true, but pretending it doesn't exist doesn't solve anything either. All I'm saying is I care that people get treated fairly, and I think in order to stop that, we have to be actively anti-racist and against it.
I think that, you know, if you keep on bringing it up, the wounds never heal.
It's Free Talk Live. Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy, and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 ticks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Someone. And this is Free Talk Live.
Somebody's going, ooh, that's
my favorite song. Chocolate Rain. Charles says Chocolate Rain.
It's beautiful.
Yes, gorgeous.
Somebody can play the piano real well.
And they even recorded it. This is Free Talk Live, of course. You can call us at 855-450-3733. It's a show where you can bring up whatever's on your mind.
You know, I went to a friend's house who was entertaining a friend who was in town. He was a concert pianist, and I have never gone to...
A pianist.
And he had gone to, I have never been in sort of one of these intimate settings. This, to me, was a singular experience.
Intimate with the pianist?
That's right, I did. But I was in his home, and there were a dozen people there, and he sat and played for 45 minutes, and because of the intimacy of the venue and just this guy's superlative playing, it was moving in a way that I've never experienced before.
I bet that was beautiful.
I'm not the kind of guy that's going to get all excited about live music. As a matter of fact, it's just too noisy for me. I don't like to go into bars where live music's being played. People seem to use volume instead of talent, in my opinion, and I'm kind of grumpy anyway. But in this instance, I was just stunned. I was just amazed. I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mark. So did it inspire you to learn how to play piano?
No. I did get one of his CDs, though.
Sure, he appreciated that, as artists do.
Indeed.
Did you pay a penny for it?
I did not.
Well,
who's giving them out?
I heard you have a story about Canada and what they're doing with the pennies.
Yep, it looks like... Hoping this isn't an April Fool's joke, because if people, long-term listeners of this show, know that there's two things I'm truly passionate about is news stories about Bigfoot and the one-cent piece.
I believe you have stories about both tonight.
Yeah, I do, actually. Ottawa.
It's like your April Fool's wish came true, Mark. Now, the only thing that sounds like an April Fool's story about this one, you just briefly read me the headline, something about Canada getting rid of pennies. It seems like such a rational thing for a government to do, and governments don't usually make rational decisions. So,
indeed,
there you go.
Yeah, so it's here from CTV.ca, Ottawa. It's the end of the line for Canada's humble penny. The government has decided our lowest denomination coin is more trouble than it's worth. So the Royal Canadian Mint will stop distributing the penny this fall. It's a currency without currency, Finance Minister Jim Flattery said Thursday. You need yourself a nice platitude to be able to close the door on this Canadian one-cent piece. In his budget speech, he said the only surprise is the penny survived for so long. Pennies take up too much space in our dressers at home. They take up far too much time for small businesses trying to grow and create jobs. I'm not sure that's true. Pennies creating... Maybe. He said in prepared remarks, it costs taxpayers a penny and a half every time we make one, and we will therefore stop.
It's higher than
them.
That in the U.S., actually. I mean, I think we read an article, Mark, about a month or two ago, saying that it actually costs 2.4 cents to make a penny.
2.1, but yeah, okay.
Oh, maybe it was, yeah. Maybe
more
was.
Than 2 cents to create a penny.
Yeah, and they're saying it only costs them a cent and a half, so maybe they're doing well compared to the U.S.
Some of their coins are thinner and feel chintzier, but whatever.
When it's... Would you rather have an extra cent stolen from you or an extra half a cent stolen from you or 2 cents? I don't know.
They seem to have a plan here. Cash transactions will soon be rounded to the nearest 5 cent increment. So if coffee costs 127 cents, it'll be rounded to 125. But if it's $1.28, then it'll cost $1.30. So they're rounding the sixes and sevens down to fives and ones and twos down to zeros. And then rounding up the eights and nines to zeros, and then the fours, threes and fours up to fives. And, sounds somewhat equitable. And
I bet you a lot of businesses will round up. You know what I mean? They'll just raise their prices a couple cents.
They'll raise their prices 1 cent. Inflation. Frankly, businesses have a very difficult time inflating their prices in order to keep up with the inflation that the government creates in the monetary system. So, it's just another way for them to sort of...
Usually they make their products smaller, right, so they don't have to raise the prices.
Sometimes that's one of the tricks. Yeah. People do understand that prices do need to be raised every once in a while, but... To my mind, I remember when bread was 99 cents a loaf, and bread should be 99 cents a loaf, and it's $1.99 now. And it's frustrating to me to see these things. And, I remember when gasoline was a dollar, and it bothers me that I've got to pay
$4. Yeah.
And, a lot of people feel that same way.
Let's go to the phones, Mark. We've got Alex on the line in Maryville, Tennessee, and he wants to talk about, it sounds like, the sovereign citizen movement. Alex, are you with us?
Hi. I'll actually call you about a story. I don't know if you had had seen this or anyone called talked about it. It was on the cover of the weekend edition of USA Today. There was the big cover story. It involved a fella in Texas who apparently one of these so-called sovereign citizens who, like, 12 years ago had supposedly assaulted a state trooper, and now he's hauled up in his compound, whatever they're calling it. And he's
right.
Oh, this is not the guy whose son, he and his son, I believe, shot a police officer who pulled them over.
That's like the other
pilot. That's a different one.
Not the same person.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this guy is still just, they hold up in his, I guess, his farm out somewhere in Texas. Texas. But basically, the story was just trying to use it to stoke up fear about the sovereign citizen movement.
Right.
And they wheeled out all the SPLC stats about how there's...
That's the Southern Poverty...
citizens and 200,000 sympathizers. And,
right, that's the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they've got this... They've moved from trying to help black people, integrate into society to basically an arm of the Department of Homeland Security going after these sovereign citizens. They've basically become this, liberal front group for the government.
I don't know too much about any of these, but... Like, do you think that there might be something to that? Like, do you think some sovereign citizens might actually be racist or
nationalistic? Okay.
Well, like sort of white nationalists, so called.
What difference does it make? If they're white nationalists and they have never harmed a black person, what doesn't it still sound like the mandates of the Southern Poverty Law Center? How many cops? The Southern Poverty Law Center is siding with the police, warning them about the sovereign citizen movement, putting out videos warning that these people are dangerous.
Yeah.
How many cops have harmed black people versus how many sovereign citizens have?
Oh, true. I think maybe they're scared to go out after the cops.
Right. I think that they're getting their funding from the Department of Homeland Security.
To play devil's advocate, though, Mark, they're supposedly, if they're getting Department of Homeland Security money, then I guess they wouldn't be a private organization. But if they are actually a private organization and they want to go out and try to infiltrate different groups to expose racism, if they think that's what's going on, do you have an issue with that?
A free citizen can go wherever they want, but I can say whatever I want about that particular activity. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, the Southern Poverty Law Center has lost its mandate. An organization that did a lot of good things for a lot of people is gone off the rails and off the reservation and is now trying to, and we're all supposed to be sovereign. That was the idea behind this country.
Yeah. Alex, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts on the sovereign citizens. And if you want to call us, 855-450-FREE is the number. Let us know what's on your mind. Love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That sounds like every song from the 80s to me.
Mm. Or from the Aughts. I have no idea when this was from, but there's a lot of just like dance remixes that I've heard.
Yeah, it does sound like that. They pretty much remix Yaz and everything from the late 80s mm-hmm. and early 90s.
Oh, babies. How about that?
It's the April Fool's edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie. And if you want to call us, you can do so at 855-450-FREE. Love to hear your thoughts. You can bring up anything that's on your mind this evening. And I want to let you know to check out news.freetalklive.com. It's the best way to get all the different methods you can use for staying up to date with the show, finding out when there's any big news, like we add an affiliate or anything like that. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter from there. It's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in the ideas of liberty, and that's what we talk about here day in and day out on Free Talk Live, we're all proponents of human liberty and the belief in the arena of rights theory that humans operate best and most efficiently when they are most free.
Ooh.
If you believe in these ideas like we do, there's a movement. It's called the Free State Project, and it's a movement of, at this point, more than 1,000 people have picked up their lives and moved to New Hampshire in order to work for what they the oath says, that to make the government, the role of government, to its maximum role, to be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And if that interests you, go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up. State your intention to move to New Hampshire and begin putting together your life. Some of us, you know, it can take years to get here. And signing up.
Get on it.
Yeah. Signing up years in advance, there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, once we do get to the 20,000 number that of signers, at this point we're maybe 11,500. Once we get to the 20,000.
Yeah, this isn't a crazy pipe dream. 11,500 people have actually pledged that they'll move to New Hampshire.
That's right.
And create a freer society.
You know, frankly, I don't need them all. At this point, 1,000 people have been extraordinarily effective.
Yeah.
Another 1,000 people that would be, you know, would give those people some breathing room. So, because, you know, it's a lot of work doing these things. You need to be able to tag team, cycle in, cycle out. And, you know, one or two more thousand people, that's going to be all that it takes to, at this point in New Hampshire. There are some amazing things that happened. A more liberty-oriented media coming out of New Hampshire than any other place on the globe.
Yeah.
There is a libertarian veto in the New Hampshire General Court, its state house version. And, you know, these are amazing things. It's freestateproject.org. You want to find out? You want to taste test? Come to Pork Fest.
I was going to say, if you're liberty curious, go to Pork Fest.
Liberty curious. Yeah,
that's my favorite phrase.
You can get away with that one. Yeah.
Why can I get away with it?
FEST.com. Because your voice is so sultry. You sound great when you say it.
Go to freestateproject.org.
That's just...
Sign up today.
Now you sound like you're doing a marital aid commercial.
Well, the Free State Project might help your marriage, because then you can come to New Hampshire and meet a partner who's liberty-minded. Just
done all those things for lots of people. People's marriages have been benefited and not benefited by the Free State Project. It's a movement, and people are passionate about the movement.
That's true.
Porkfest.org, Free State Project.
No, porkfest.com.
Porkfest.com.
PORCFEST.com. And if you go there, you can find out more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a really fun camping event held every summer. You can kind of get a taste for what New Hampshire's like. You can meet some people. You can see what the activism's like. Get a little taste, and then hopefully you'll be convinced to want more. Some people don't want to leave after they come to Porkfest. But let's go, Mark, to the phones. I'd like to take a call from Rotten Johnson in Arkansas.
Rotten Johnson.
Wants to talk about Trayvon. Rotten Johnson, are you with us?
Yes, I am. That's Rotten, R-O-D-N-E-Y, Johnson.
Oh, Rodney. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. I guess our board operator might have misunderstood. So what's on your mind, Rodney?
Well, yeah, that was a pretty interesting conversation you had a moment ago about the Florida situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, race... We are still in a racial society.
Yes.
We live in a racial society, and for people to think that we're not living in a racial society, then they're kind of mistaken. They're deceiving themselves. I do a lot of work here in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and I'm noticing that there's a lot of conservative radio talk and kind of feeding the ignorance here in Arkansas. I'm from another state doing work in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And the people themselves... they're genuinely authentic. They're good people, but if they only hear one side, then they don't have any basis on which to form an opinion.
Sure.
Yeah, can you explain a little bit more about that, Rodney? Because I'm curious what you think, like what are some of the misconceptions that you hear from the conservative talkers?
It's a very conservative state, and as you know, it's a red state. I'm from a red state, but I'm very progressive, and mm-hmm. it's almost as though the Civil War just ended yesterday or last year, and for most people, the Civil War is so far removed that it's actually two or three generations away. And for us to be talking about the Civil War and slavery and southern states and people's sovereign rights and all those different types of things, it's a little remote, and it should be moved more toward a progressive era.
Yeah.
So how would you go about seeing this post-racial United States? I'd love to see this thing, because I don't think that a little bit of melanin or caucogen or cocotin in somebody's skin should be the thing that upon which they're judged.
True. But then again, you're not seeing a person for themselves. See, a lot of misconception happens when people say that I don't see color, when actually that's a mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
You should see color and respect that color. And those ethnicities and those all those different things to make a person unique, and say that is a great person. John is a great person, you know. And then people would have, from our conversation, people would have to be confused by color. They would have to be respectful of a person based on who they are. If that makes sense, I'm not sure if it does.
Yeah, I don't know if it does.
So, for me, because I think that the least compelling part of me, the part of me that I want people to be moved by and inspired by, is certainly not my color. I mean, it is an accident of birth, and
well, it is, Mark.
Well,
but
it's not an accident. God, they don't make accidents.
Okay.
And your color is not an accident.
Well, you can't control it, right? I think maybe that's what Mark is saying.
Well,
you can't control what color you are.
But that's not anything that we can control. God controls all of that.
So what do you think, Mark?
Ronnie, you're born as whoever you are.
Sure. And I'm not going to say that it's not true that we're not both great in who we are, but, you know, I mean, I just, when people were so excited about Barack Obama.
It's like someone's thought that they were born black, or someone's thought that they were born white, or someone's thought that they weren't born white.
Well, Rodney, I want to ask you about something. I mean, I think maybe sometimes what I hear is that I hear white people who have an easy time ignoring race because they've always been able to ignore it. Because, you know, they're not being constantly reminded as they grow up and go through life that they're a different color than most people, whereas for black people, they're always getting those reminders, and sometimes they come in the form of discrimination. And so what do you think about that idea?
Sure. Well, and I don't know an easy way to put this, but white people never have to be apologetic for themselves, for them being white. They never have to make an issue of having rights or having, I guess,
privilege.
Benefits because they are white.
Yep.
But we have to constantly be on our guard because America is the only society in the world that prejudges people based on what they are. You actually see that in any application that you sign and ask what you are, whether you're black, white, Native American, Hispanic, and that sort of thing. We're the only country that has all of those divisions.
I think it may go on in other parts of the world, but
yeah,
I certainly agree with you that there is.
I shared a room with an Indian guy.
I'm just saying America does, yeah.
Well, let me make this point, though. I shared a room with an Indian guy at a convention that I went to. We were trying to save some money, both of us, and ended up in the same room. It was, you know, neat to talk to this guy. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to me about the divisions in the country of India based on the color of the skin. Now, I can't tell the difference between the skin tones of Indians from different areas, but this guy could. He was absolutely of the opinion that one should be lighter toned and that was better, and that those folks from the south that were darker toned weren't as good. And I was like, I was stunned by this.
It's all stunned. Collectivism. And Rodney,
bring him back.
Yeah, Rodney, I want to, if you don't mind, hang with us, please. I'm going to put you on hold. I want to hear more of what you have to say. It's Free Talk Live, and if you have thoughts on racial issues or anything else, 855-450-FREE. Please stick around. There's more coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on me?
Okay, I'll
love
take
it
for it.
The Muppet Babies. Yeah. Not the Muppet Babies, the adult Muppets.
The adult, I don't know. They just had a movie out.
If
I never really considered them something.
Someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection.
Yeah, I remember that
the
part.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Yeah.
This is Karaoke Talk Live.
Good.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, actually. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. And please do. I'd like to hear your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, and if you're interested in getting some precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, people are advertising that all over the place right now, and it seems like it's a good time to get it. I've certainly gotten some for myself. Whether for you it's a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got the prices right there for you. You can do comparison shopping, and when you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, Mark, we've been speaking with Rodney, who's calling from Arkansas. And Rodney, are you still with us? Rodney,
hello?
Are you? Hi, Rodney. Are you? We can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, and I was just going to comment on, you know, you made comment that you spent the night in a hotel room with an Indian guy. You know, you were on a business trip or something like that. And he mentioned the fact that there was prejudice within their race.
Sure.
And I just want you to know that there are prejudices in all races, you know, in the black community, in the whites as well, because I'm here in Arkansas, and you have different people looking down on, you know, different people because they don't have a lot of money, or in the white community, or they hadn't gone to the University of Arkansas, you know, parents hadn't graduated high school and that sort of thing. So
prejudice
exists within all communities.
Yeah, indeed. It becomes sort of a class issue.
So what's the distinction of being black in America versus, you know, all these other prejudices that exist in the world?
Well, if you haven't realized, being black in America is kind of rough. I was born probably 4 years after Emmett Till was killed. And it's hard to believe that in my lifetime you went from anti-lynching laws all the way to a black president. I didn't think I would ever get a chance to see that. And race tension is so thick in America that you can cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
Even though we try to ignore it, all of the signs are there.
Well,
and they'll continue to be there
One of the things I want to say on this,
Rodney. Wait, let him finish.
He made a statement that I want to address. The racial tensions are thick. And I think for some people, so racial tensions exist in individuals' minds. For some people, they're thick. And for other people, they're not even existent at all. And, you know, and
some people consider
that a problem, too.
You probably live in a dream world, then, because if you don't realize that racial tension is thick, people thought that everything was okay when Obama became president, and then Trayvon got shot. You know, different things happen.
I think people aren't maybe conscious of them always, but that tension is there.
So how can tension exist if you're not conscious of it? I mean, if tension is
a mental
state.
Right, but a lot of people deny that race and racial prejudice exist when it's clear that it does exist.
Well, I think
all you have to do is look at
the. There's very few people out there that's saying that race doesn't exist. You're not even going to get me to go
that
far.
You just said that. You said
I have no race, and I believe that these are poor reasons to judge people by the color of their skin. I think that's
reason. We're not talking about judging people. We're saying that racial tension exists, and I haven't judged anyone.
No, you know, I'm not
like I said, I respect all people, and it doesn't matter whether they're white or black or whatever. But when a person prejudges a person based on stereotypical characteristics, then there's racial tension. And that's what happened in Florida. There was a prejudgment that took place.
It seems like it. I mean, that may be part of the case, but I think that I think that using the Trayvon Martin case as an example is difficult because it hasn't all shaken out. There's certainly plenty of instances that you can point to. And my best friend in the world is black. But he's,
congratulations.
You know, he's light skinned. Yeah, right. Big deal, right? And this is kind of how I think about it, but he's light skinned.
Well,
here's the problem,
Mark.
Categorize that by saying, I have a black friend. He's light skinned.
I want to tell a story, and that's why I was telling
that sort of thing. I'm glad you have a friend.
Right. But I haven't jumped in with my story yet. And I understand how people will often say that, but what they're trying to say when they say that and is that, hey, I try not to make judgments like that. But for my friend Julian, he has a, white girlfriend. He moves throughout white society. And I don't think he faces, these kind of issues on a regular basis.
Does his white girlfriend allow him the opportunity to move around in white society?
How would she allow?
He's light-skinned and he has a white girlfriend. Does that point allow him to move around in white society?
I'd say that the way he speaks, the way he dresses, and the way he looks probably facilitate that particular aspect. I mean, he doesn't date a white girl and therefore can move in white society. Excuse me, I should say his wife because they got married and I was their best man. But what I should say is that he met her by moving through these circles already. I mean, his dad was the publisher of Ebony. I mean, this is who he is. And so,
we're not talking about privileged people. We're talking about common everyday people that meet over here at the Burger King or the Popeyes or the Kentucky Fried Chicken just sitting in the lobby having, dinner tonight. What are their relationships like? Are they allowed to move around within the white community? Because there are some whites that aren't even allowed to move in certain white areas.
That's what I was talking about.
There's prejudice within every community.
Sure, there is. And I just wonder whether if people tried harder to live with the people around them, to welcome them inside their communities. Because to me, this is what the crux of the situation is no matter who it is, no matter what their race is, if you can reach out to them and act like they're, treat them as your friend, as your neighbor, as the way you'd want to be treated in a friendly fashion rather than holding back in a tentative way and sort of, being scared. Even if you're not scared, but holding back, this welcoming and neighborly feeling, I think that that's really what it's about. And I think that's what's going to solve the problem.
I always go back to what you say is what you do, and all the rest is just talk.
Yep.
And so what people do makes more of an impact on me as people say.
I would agree.
Yeah, I agree too. And it becomes, Mark, sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess you could say, because when people have prejudices, usually they have those prejudices because nobody's ever challenged them in their life. You know, like one of the things that I think helps to smash stereotypes in people's minds is when they meet somebody who contradicts that stereotype that they had previously held or whatever.
Yeah, this constantly happens to me. Maybe I'm on the lookout for these things, but I always feel like it's providence. I feel like it's God at work in my life offering me these. I know, Stephanie, not your favorite thing to talk about, but offering me these things where I can look at a situation differently than I had looked at it before. Because having spent 8 years of my life in prison, I certainly had an opportunity and felt prejudice against people of different colors at that time. Now, you know, and I experienced
same prejudices. And here we go again, because at the same moment you're looking at someone, you don't know whose eyes God is looking at you through. So the way you treat people, all people, is going to be how you're judged when you get to heaven.
Yeah, I don't know about the judging when you get to heaven thing, but I think that God teaches us lessons right here on earth is what I think it's right. You know, this has been a great call, Rodney, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for the call, Rodney. Yeah,
I think the conversation needs to continue in this area, and I felt that this was insightful and a man who, you know, really had his head on his shoulders here and you know, wanted to you know, create some
dialogue.
Some dialogue.
I appreciate it, Rodney. Thanks a lot. All right. Let's go to Jeff, he's on the line in Fargo. Excuse me, I read it as Largo.
There's a Largo, too.
He wants to talk about bigotry. And, Jeff, are you with us? Jeff, in Fargo, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Now, I'm hearing all this stuff, and I don't know what I can do or add that is positive or maybe helpful, but I want to say this. I grew up in a town where we had a lot of different cultures together. We had an Indian reservation. We had what they called the black area. We had the Mexican section, and we had the white. And as a kid growing up, I didn't know the difference. And the black section is where I lived near. And they were my friends, and they were different. Maybe I noticed that they were my friends. The Mexican section, they were my friends. And the whites, I knew them, and they were my friends. On and on and on.
Can't we all just get along? Jeff, thank you so much for the call. I think so, too, and I appreciate your thoughts tonight. If you want to call us 855-450-FREE, let us know what's on your mind. Hour 3 is coming up.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.